This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal.
No, global capitalism is not a zero-sum game. There can be winners and then more winners, but there can be losers as well. And when you start talking Brexit, London, we are looking at you. As the European Union meets later this week to talk, among other things, Britain leaving, Ireland is paying close attention because not only are Paris and Frankfurt angling to pick up what banking business London might lose, so too is Dublin, which is doubly curious because Ireland's bankers did the country no favors during the financial crisis. From London, Marketplace's Stephen Beard is on that one.
In a corner of a shopping mall in the centre of Dublin, a grim reminder of Ireland's tragic past.
This exhibition tells the story of the greatest catastrophe in Irish history.
Gerard McCarthy curated this powerful collection of photographs depicting the effects of the Great Famine of the mid-19th century. Ireland's financial crisis a decade ago pales in comparison, but McCarthy says for him the financial crisis has definitely left a bitter taste.
You know, when the banks failed, that debt was put on the heads of every single Irish person, so we'll be paying back that for years to come.
You're not happy about that?
I'm not overly happy about that, no. Surprise, surprise.
No surprise that bankers and financiers are not popular here. Wildly excessive bank lending fueled the real estate boom that led to the crash that bankrupted the country and cost a quarter of a million people their jobs. Now, ironically, it's the finance industry that could benefit most from the next major threat to the Irish economy, Brexit. Ken Owens is with consulting firm PwC.
In the context of something that is going to be damaging to the overall economy, financial services is one area where we actually can see some upside.
After Brexit, London-based financial firms may not have the same access to the European market. So why not shift operations to Ireland? That's the message the country's Industrial Development Authority, or IDA, has been pumping out.
We are the one English-speaking country in the Eurozone. We are 100% committed to the EU.
More than 100 global financial companies are talking to the IDA, and a handful have already committed to Dublin, says the authority's Kieran Donoghue.
Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, JP Morgan, Morgan Stanley, and several other firms have said that they're going to either establish a new presence in Dublin or expand their existing office as a response to Brexit.
And here's one reason why.
Yeah, what's going on? Any liquid credit bank, please?
Many of the voices you hear over the intercoms on the dealing desks in Dublin have a Cockney accent. Ireland's financial centre is connected umbilically with London, often acting as a back office for its British counterpart. The thinking is switching between the two shouldn't be too tricky. Dublin's financial sector currently employs some 40,000 people. Donoghue expects a big boost from Brexit.
Employment within, say, 5 years of Brexit will certainly be in excess of 50,000.
That's another 10,000 jobs.
Yes, yes.
More's the pity, say some Dubliners. Sawley McCaughey of the relief charity Christian Aid blames Ireland's financial sector for what he calls tax avoidance on a massive scale by multinationals that operate in the developing world, depriving poor countries, he believes, of much-needed revenue. He deplores the thought that thousands more hard-nosed financial workers could be heading into Dublin after Brexit.
With a whole new swathe of very savvy international financial companies relocating to Ireland, I would have significant concerns about the kind of financial shenanigans that have served them very well in London and other places.
Others fear another boom and bust, but Dublin say the optimist is different and chastened, and it lacks skyscrapers, which some have half-seriously linked to the hubris that precedes a crash. Where I'm standing in this curiously low-rise financial district, I can't see anything over 10 stories high. Mind you, that didn't save this city from that monumental crash a decade ago. In Dublin, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.